Huh? Oh, I don't remember. I'm sure everyone's...
Hello?
Hi, is this Randy?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Randy, this is Ja with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, who is this?
Ja with Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Hey, I know you're busy. I won't take up much of your time. Just wanted to follow up on a finance offer I mailed you. Looks like it's based on some financing you did with DLL. Does that ring a bell?
No.
No? Okay, well, anyways, you're pre-approved for $250K. It's good for equipment and capital, so I just wanted to touch base with you and see what you have coming up, where you might need some financing.
What's the interest rate?
Depends on what you're looking to do. We have equipment and capital. Equipment financing is more like a traditional loan. It's about 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments. Rates typically start in the low mid single digits. And then we have also capital too. Are you interested in that?
Possibly.
Yeah? Okay. Have you had a working capital before?
I have $500,000 line of credit.
Oh, well, that's nice. Is that with DLL?
No, it's with Whitney Bank.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's like the main bank that you have all your deposits with then, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And how much of that $500K is like still available for you?
It fluctuates. I use it for to float my receivables.
Oh, okay. Nice. Did you, do you need something on top of that right now?
Well, I mean... Right now, I got about $11 million of work going on at the same time, so...
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
It doesn't hurt.
Yeah, that's awesome. What is it, you know, I see that your home improvements, you do, you know, government jobs too, or just do residential, commercial?
All of the above.
All of them? Okay, no wonder you got $11 million out.
Yeah, I mean, right now we're doing a basketball arena for Skanska. We're doing a warehouse for FedEx, a warehouse for Restaurant Depot.
Oh, wow.
Seven buildings for HUD. And I got two more big warehouse jobs that are getting ready to get awarded, so.
Oh, wow. Boy, it is the spring, summertime, so, you know, it's the best time to get remodeling done and all that good stuff. Are you busy year-round, too, or just, like, during the spring?
Yeah, no, I stay busy year-round.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. My dad was in construction. Well, not as big of a, you know, company as yours, but, you know, during wintertime, it always gets a little slower.
Yeah, we usually, wintertime's, like, usually wrapping up and moving into the following year, but... Mm-hmm. I've been saying for the last 7 years, when I get a break, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and I just haven't got a break, so I just keep
yeah.
working.
That's, you need a break, though, you know, you can't just keep working.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I can't turn it down either way.
True, especially if you have $11 million of jobs out right now. How many employees do you have, then?
50.
Okay. And do you do any of the works yourself, or are you kind of, like, just the, kind of like the godfather, kind of, you know, working everything.
I mean, like, right, well, it just depends. Sometimes I don't do anything but go in the office, and then, like, right now, we got three big jobs going on in South Florida, and I had to come down here for the last few weeks and run a job. So.
Oh, okay, so you don't just stay in, you know, Louisiana, you go all around.
Licensed, Texas. Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida,
and in
New York.
Oh, wow. So you got all of the East Coast and the South on your hand.
Yeah,
okay. Well, you know, I just want to give you a little idea of what our working capital program works. Are you familiar with it at all? Like, have you had one before? Kind of experienced
no.
it at all? No. Okay, so the way it works, it actually works really well for a construction company. We actually work with a lot of them. It's basically what we do is we give you a chunk of cash, and it's based on your gross annual sales. And you can use it towards anything you need. You can use some of it for payroll. You can use some of it for... you know, your materials, you know, anything like that. It's a little bit of a shorter term loan than, let's just say a line of credit, because line of credit, you can just let it sit there, you know, forever until they, you know, call on it and make you pay it all at once. For us, it's like set payments, so that way you don't get trapped on just paying just interest only, which a lot of people end up doing for line of credit. So let's just say, for example, we give you, let's just use whole number to make it easy, $100,000. Let's just say, for example, your total payback is $110,000. We tell you that exactly. We don't give you like a interest rate to you to, for you to calculate. We just tell you how much interest you're paying back, and then it's going to be set payments that's automatically deducted from your bank account. So it's pretty pretty simple.
Okay, so man, that's like the, I mean, is the average rate about 10%?
It's about 10 cents on the dollar, something like that. But it's not like the same idea as like, for example, like a line of credit with a 4%, 3%, 5%, it sounds great, but in the end, you're going to end up paying more than just 10 cents on a dollar. You're going to be probably end up paying like 30, 40 cents on a dollar after everything is calculated.
It depends how you run your line of credit. I mean, mine goes up and down. I mean, that's the reason why I got a $500,000 unsecured, because it's been maxed out and it's been paid off within a matter of months, and it's been maxed back out and paid off. So, it doesn't just sit there and draw interest.
Right. That's good. You have a good business plan then.
Well, I mean, that's, like I said, I use it for receivables. So when checks come in,
you
I don't
have
money to sit my account. I pay it off and, you know. And
yeah,
one of these days, I'll get over the hump where I don't have $1 million on the street. And it's in my bank account and it'll be okay.
Yeah,
but at
that's
the moment,
good.
You know, I got $1.5 million on the street and still got payroll and invoices and everything else coming in.
Yeah.
So
and
generate funds.
Yeah, and some of these are probably, like, the government ones, so you know, it's going to, you have to wait, like, another, like, net 60, 90, or whatever to get paid.
You betcha.
Yeah. Well, let's just say hypothetically, you know, what was your gross annual sales, like, last year?
$7 million.
$7 million? Okay. So we base it off of that number, so based on that number, we can give you a range between, like, $700,000 to $800,000, $900,000.
Okay.
Because we need about 10 to 15.
What do you need to do to set up, I don't know if you set it up like a line with available credit or however you set it up, but what do you do to apply?
So to apply, it's very easy. It's just a one-page app and 6 months of most recent bank statements. And then your tax return, most recent. If you didn't do 2015s, we just need 2014s.
Okay.
And then once you get all that into me, I can send over to the underwriters. We can get you an answer in about 24 hours and actually get the funds in your account in about 2 days afterwards at tops.
Okay.
Yeah, when do you, how much do you need right now?
I don't need anything right now.
Later on or whenever you're...
I don't know. I mean, that's
yeah,
I don't need anything.
Okay.
Okay,
so what we can do, since you don't have, like, an immediate need, like, in the foreseeable, like, 30 days or whatever, or, like, in the next week or so, what we can do is we can still get, you know, like, the approval working. And then let's just say, for example, you want to put it on hold for, like, a month. And then next month, let's just say in May, let's just say May, you decide you need to pull some of the out of the approval. You just have to send me an updated 1 more month of bank statements, and then we just send over to underwriter, and then we get you an updated approval. But we don't need to pull your credit more than once. We just pull it once for the whole duration that you're our customer.
Okay.
It's pretty sweet.
All right. So, I'm going to send me set it up.
Cool. What's your email?
R as in Randy, G as in girl, A as in apple, S as in Sam, T as in Paul, A as in apple, R as in Randy, D as in dog, at South Coast, C as in cat, O as in on, N as in Nancy, C as in cat.com.
Okay. So after South Coast, was there some letters?
Yes. C as in cat, O as in on, N as in Nancy, C as in cat.
Okay. .com.
Yep.
Okay. So, R as in Robert, G as in girl, A as in apple, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, apple, Robert, David, at South Coast, CONC.com.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and shoot this over to you. when would be a good time for me to follow up with you?
So over the weekend, that way, because I'll be in the field tomorrow, and maybe that over the weekend I can get the answer about.
Okay, all right, sounds good. I will talk to you next week then, and I'll look out for your app.
Okay.
Okay, good talking to you. Bye.